In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman. Today we're going back to find the top story on the Bugle podcast in May 2013. Homophobia was having another one of its moments in the spotlight. Former British MP and Cabinet Minister Norman Tebbit was leading the charge, and therefore we named issue 236 of the Bugle, Tennis Racket Marries Guinea Pig. Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, Rainbow Roundup. It's gay news! Bigotry, Andy, in all its forms, is by its nature inherently ludicrous, but homophobia seems to bring out an extra spicy level of distilled insanity, and it has been a race to the bottom of the barrel this week in terms of fear-mongering of the most fabulous kind. First on our homophobic hike, in Britain, a man called Lord Norman Tebbit gave a spectacular interview. Now, if you don't know who Norman Tebbit is, first off, congratulations. you must have lived such a wonderful life up to this point. What a shame that that's all about to change. Norman Tebbit is a man who is the personification of everything that is wrong with the UK's lordship system. Because if he can be elevated to the title of Lord and have that title be given to him in a non-sarcastic manner, something is tremendously wrong with Britain. He looks exactly what you think a man called Norman Tebbit would look like. Do an experiment now. Picture what you think Norman Tebbit looks like immediately. Now, Google his name, click on images. See? You are completely right. Tebbit gave an interview to The Big Issue in Britain, which was immediately surprising, as it's a paper which was created to give homeless people the chance to earn a legitimate income. And I believe the only legitimate income that Norman Tebbit believes homeless people are good for is working as logs on his fire. anyway, The only way this interview makes sense is if he was either completely wasted or was recovering from a huge concussion or both. Because otherwise, it seems like he permanently checked into the Hotel Crazy Town. Now, I realise...
I think all three of those things actually have happened.
I realise I'm giving this quite a big build-up, but Tebbit is about to deliver. I'm writing checks that he's about to overcash. He went on a rant about Prime Minister David Cameron's intent to plough ahead with legalising gay marriage, saying that it opened up the possibility of a lesbian queen giving birth to a future monarch by artificial insemination. Let me just give you his exact quote, because you're probably thinking, no way. There is no f***ing way he said that. He said, and brace yourself, when we have a queen who is a lesbian and she marries another lady and then decides that she would like to have a child and someone donates sperm and she gives birth to a child, is that child heir to the throne? Andy.
Yep.
I would like to spend just a moment inside Norman Tebbit's head just to see what the world looks like from in there. And then I'd like to get out as quickly as possible. I'd basically like to bungee jump into his mind, dip my head in there and then get the f*** out.
I think it's mostly just little people riding around on bicycles. But I mean, this is the. I think you're being harsh on him, John. I think this is like a classic philosophical quandary. You know, when we have a queen who's a lesbian and she marries another lady, they decide to have a child with donated sperm. Is that child heir to the throne? That's a philosophical quandary to set alongside things like Schrodinger's cat. Which I think was, if you have a cat and it gets a bit mangy, but is otherwise fine, whilst next door's cat has kidney, liver and bowel problems, but has nice fur. So you kidnap next door's cat, do a full body fur transplant, so your basically healthy cat gets a lovely new coat. Is your cat still the same cat? It's or Occam's razor, which was Occam. Yeah. It's a very famous philosophical quandary. I'm a bit rusty on this. It's been a while since I did any philosophy. But I think it was that Occam has a beard and suffers a cranial injury that impairs his mental faculties. So he goes out to try and buy a razor, but ends up in a pet shop buying an iguana, which he then teaches to graze the beard off his face and that he keeps in a jar by his basin. Is the iguana a razor or not? So,
yeah.
Well, it's very much alongside those great philosophical imponderables. But it does also suggest, John, that, you know, why is he speculating on whether or not there is going to be a lesbian queen? And I think the reason is he has inside information on Prince William and Kate Middleton's imminent baby. Because clearly, I mean, they must have had scans done on it. They must know what's coming out. And clearly Tebbit's got some insider political gossip that has shown that the royal Fotatina is, in fact, a lesbian. Now, I'm sure William and Kate won't mind. They seem pretty modern and well-adjusted. But it is a constitutional pavlova, John. What are we going to do in this country with our new lesbian baby queen?
Well, the amazing thing is, Norman Tebbit did not stop there in the interview, and he could have done happily. Now, the journalists were probably all ready to just stop their dictaphone, throw it out of the window and say, thanks, Norman, you've already given me more than enough. But he didn't stop there, because he's apparently of the opinion that legalising gay marriage could also lead to people marrying members of their own family to avoid inheritance tax. Again, you're probably thinking, no way. This time, that's definitely bullshit. He did not say that. An adult did not say that. Well, strap in, because he said, and I quote, it would lift my worries about inheritance tax because maybe I'd be allowed to marry my son. Why not? Why shouldn't a mother marry her daughter? Why shouldn't two elderly sisters living together marry each other? Now, Andy, again, I mean, like you, I don't want to come across as an armchair psychologist. Here, but I think Norman Tebbit is sexually attracted to members of his own family. There's just no other explanation for why else that thought would pop into his head.
That's what happens when someone sticks Lord at the front of your name, I think. But, of course, I mean, this concern of his is a perfectly understandable concern, but it is covered by existing laws on incest and bigamy, right, which have been fairly rigorously applied, give or take the odd 1,000 years of royal interbreeding. But it would make also, I mean, just logistically, that would be an extremely awkward wedding, and you would have to really, really want that inheritance tax. Some very awkward family situations. Ain't it, darling? Yes, Nigel, darling. You know how we've been happily married for over 50 years? Yes, love. Blissfully happily wedded, Enid, you know, the best years of your life. Yeah, I suppose so, Nigel, sure. In which time my magic seed has brought forth the fruit of your womb. I like to think of them as Petula and Nigel Jr. Yes, those are the ones, love. I've never been very good with names. So what about those 50 years of happy marriage, Nigel? I want a divorce. Oh, that's a shame, love. Yeah, it is, rather, after everything we've been through. Yeah. Is there someone else? There's no easy way to say this, but yes, that there is someone else. Is it someone I know? It usually is. Just tell me, Nigel, it's the not knowing that's the worst part. Ease up, Enid, you've only not known for about 10 seconds. It's more like 20. Just be honest with me, Nigel. Surely that's the least I deserve after more than 50 years of dutiful wedlock. I'd kind of counted on us spending our last few years together as we suffer the long, slow slide into the welcoming chasm of nothingness that is death. Oh, fair point, love. Yes, it is someone you know. Oh, it's not old Agatha, is it? I've had my suspicions about you two ever since you had your new bags fitted at the same hospital. No, it's not Agatha. Is it Ethel, whose 8th husband, Bernard, sadly passed away suddenly last Christmas after his 90th birthday treat bobsled run went tragically wrong? No, it's not life insurance, Ethel, no. Is it one of the Kardashians? No, I've only met them on the telly. Well, you seem to spend a lot of time with them. It's technically a very well-made show, Enid. Well, then, who is it, Nigel? Yes. Yes, what? Yes, it is Nigel. Oh, no, are you having one of your episodes again? I know you're Nigel, you don't need to tell me. No, no, I meant the other person. It's Nigel Jr., our son. What, you're divorcing me to marry our son? Oh, how can I be so blind? I knew you two have been spending a lot of time together over the last 47 years. Knew it! At least, as long as you don't give it the whole it's not you, it's me shtick. Well, it's not you or me. It's inheritance tax. You're prepared to tear this family apart for the purpose of saving a few quid on inheritance tax? Yes, bottom line, Enid, bottom line. And presents, we really need some new plates. Yes, Nigel, we do need some new plates. That's because there's a time and a place for practising your discus throwing, and clearing the table after dinner is not it. You never encourage me, Enid. I bet Mrs. Zalesny didn't mind Jan chucking his knives and forks into the dishwasher. Well, I bet she did. And I bet Mrs. Fosbury also minded her dick landing splat on top of her in their unnecessarily high bunk bed every night as well. And Mrs. Fangio was not at all comfortable with her Juan Manuel insisting on doing the school run. Come on, Enid, he got them there on time every day. In fact, early, usually. And I know for a fact that Mrs. Palmer got heartily sick of her Arnold helping out whenever she unpacked the shopping by insisting that he was allowed to put the satsumas in the fruit bowl that he kept 350 yards away down the bottom of the garden round a tricky left or right dog leg. And as for Mrs. Hogan, well, I don't know how many times she had to tell her Hulk to go easy on the goodnight hugs for their little ones. No, it's always negatives with you, Enid, isn't it? What are we talking about again? I'm marrying Nigel Jr. for tax purposes. Oh, I love weddings. Can I be a bridesmaid? No, actually, I thought maybe you could marry Petula at the same time. Oh, I love weddings. Will you be my best man? I'm 84.
Andy, what? You didn't just write a joke. You wrote a play.
Thank you for listening. For everything about the Bugle podcast, all the shows in the Bugle stable, or to make a donation to help keep the Bugle stable flourishing, go to thebuglepodcast.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.